Hindi maiiwasang mamatay tayong lahat. Subalit ano ang mangyayari sa iyong mga ari-arian at ang iyong gustong mangyari kung mamamatay ka ng walang huling habilin? Ang mga datos mula sa New South Wales Trustee and Guardian ay nagpakita na aabot sa 45% ng mga Australiano ang walang may bisang huling habilin. Ganoon paman, ang pagkakaroon ng may bisang huling habilin ay mahalaga. Ang paghahanda ng maaga at pagpaplano sa kinabukasan ay makakatulong na ipagtanggol ang iyong mga mahal sa buhay. May ilang serbisyong maaari mong gamitin kasama ang libreng tagasalin sa wika sa telepono. Halimbawa, nagbibigay ang New South Wales Age Rights Services o mas kilala sa tawag na TARS ng libreng legal at pagtatanggol na payo para sa sinumang may edad na lampas sa 60 taon. Kasama ang mga mula sa magkakaibang komunidad ng kultura at lengguwahe. Ipinaliwanag ni Solicitor Nalika Padmasena kung paano.
TARS is a statewide community legal center, specialized legal service for all the people in New South Wales. And we provide legal advice and assistance to all the people in the community and also retirement villages and residents in aged care advocacy and also their families.
Sinabi ni Nalika Padmasena na ang TARS ay matatagpuan sa lahat ng komunidad sa bansa.
We have worked with South Asian communities, Chinese community, and also Arabic speaking communities, and now there is a new project reaching out to Yugoslavian, Hungarian communities. Also, we have lots of Vietnamese, Japanese. There were quite a lot of communities are working with us and we're providing information. We have brochures in different languages and also our information is in different languages.
Kalimitan ang magkakaibang pangunawa at interpretasyon sa mga isyong legal ay nakabase sa mga tradisyonal pangkultura. Halimbawa, sa maraming bansa, kapag ang isang magulang ay namatay, ang kanilang ari-arian ay ibinibigay ng walang tanong sa pamilya. Samantala, sa Australia, ang paggawa ng huling habilin ang tanging paraan upang masiguro na ang iyong ari-arian ay maipapamahagi ayon sa iyong kagustuhan kapag ikaw ay namatay na. Sinabi ni Binibining Padmasena na kailangan ng mga nakakatandang tao na maintindihan kung ano ang ibig sabihin ng mga dokumento kapag nagpaplano sila.
A will is a legal document that clearly set out how the person wish to the items he own to be distributed on your death. The will comes into operation after your death. So you appoint an executor under the will. So is the person responsible for collecting and distributing your assets.
Itinagdag ni Nalika Padmasena na ang iyong executor ay kailangang isang taong pinagkakatiwalaan mo.
It is better if he or she is younger than you, but not necessarily. The executor should be good with finances. You can also appoint a professional such as the New South Wales trustee, a private trustee, or a solicitor. And these people will charge a fee.
Ang iyong huling habilin o will ay kailangang may pirma mo at dalawang taong may edad na mas mataas sa 18 taon na hindi mo tagapagmana bilang testigo. Lahat sila ay kailangang nandoon sa panahon ng pagpirma sa huling habilin. Idinagdag ni Binibining Padmasena na kailangan mong sabihin ang iyong mga kagustuhan at kailangan kumuha ka ng malayong payong legal.
And also it is important your intentions are expressed clearly to reduce the chances of argument as to who gets what. For this reason, it is better to have a solicitor or the New South Wales trustee or private trustee draft the will. We do not recommend using a will kit. Now, you can buy the will kit from a newsagent or post office, but we do not recommend using that will kit.
Sino mang may edad na 18 o mas mataas ay maaaring gumawa ng huling habilin o will sa kondisyong mayroon silang kapasidad at walang sakit sa isip. Ang kapasidad ay isang terminong legal na nagsasabing ang isang tao ay may kakayahang gumawa ng anumang desisyon, pang-unawa sa mga bagay at ang kahihinatnan ng ginagawang desisyon. Ayon kay Nelly Kapansamena, ang kapasidad ay maaaring maapektuhan ng kalusugan.
A person with mild intellectual disability or in the early stages of dementia may still make a will if they have the capacity at the time. So if there is a doubt, an assessment need to be made by an appropriate person such as a doctor, psychologist or psychiatrist.
Ang iyong huling habilin o will ay kailangang detalyado at bago. Ang huling habilin ay tatagal hanggang sa pagkamatay mo o hanggang baguhin o kanselahin mo ito. Ani Binibining Pansamena, mahalagang baguhin mo ang iyong huling habilin kapag ang iyong kalagayan ay nagbago.
You should make changes to your will or make a new will if certain events occur in your life, such as if you marry or you divorced or major beneficiary dies or you have children or grandchildren. So in that circumstance, you need to get legal advice and make necessary changes to your will. Especially when you remarry, the marriage invalidates an existing will if it does not contemplate the marriage.
Kung mamamatay ka ng walang huling habilin, walang makakaalam kung ano ang gusto mo sa iyong mga naiwan at kung sino ang gusto mong maging executor. Ayon kay Nelly Kapansamena, ang iyong mga ari-arian ay ipapamahagi ayon sa naunang pinagkasunduang formula.
What happens when you don't have a will is that the family members then need to apply for a letter of administration from the court, the Supreme Court. The court then approves an administrator to distribute your estate, collect your estate and then distribute the estate according to the rules of intestacy, and this is strict legal formula. Under intestacy provisions, a special order of persons that generally inherit from your estate, like spouse, the children, parents, brothers and sisters, uncle and aunts, first cousins, and then if nobody is there, then the government.
May mga pamilya na may komplikadong kaayusan, katulad ng pinagsamang pamilya at pangalawang asawa pagkatapos ng diborsyo. Ito ay magpapataas ng posibilidad na kukwestiyonin ang iyong huling habilin. Samantalang may karapatan kang ibigay ang anuman sa iyong ari-arian sa sinuman, sa ilang pagkakataon, ang ilang taong dapat tumanggap ay tututol sa iyong huling habilin. Mula kay Binibining Pansamena, ang mga taong ito ay kalimitang nagsasabi na hindi sapat ang ginawa mo sa iyong huling habilin.
Person who can make a claim against your estate include the wife and the husband, a person who is in a de facto relationship, a child or the stepchild, former wife or husband. So therefore, it is important you need to get proper legal advice before you make this document.
Ang isang huling habilin o will ay magagamit kapag kailangan at kailangang may mag-iingat nito. Maari din namang gumawa ng tinatawag na international will na tatanggapin sa jurisdiksyon ng ibang bansa. Ayon sa New South Wales Trustee and Guardian, ang international will ay magandang opsyon kung karamihan sa iyong ari-arian ay nandito at ang iyong balanse sa bangko ay nasa ibang bansa. Sa kabila nito, kung may marami kang ari-arian sa parehong Australia at labas ng bansa, magandang gumawa ka ng dalawang huling habilin o will, isa para dito at isa para sa ibang bansa na kung saan nasaan ang iyong ari-arian. Tumutulong din ang Agreed Rights Service sa mga komunidad kultural at lingwahe sa pamamagitan ng payo sa Advanced Care Directive na kilala din sa tawag na Living Will. Sinabi ng solicitor ng TARS na Lika Pansamena na ang Advanced Care Directive ay nagsisiguro na ang iyong mga bilin ay igagalang kapag hindi na kayo makagawa ng desisyon para sa iyong sarili.
It is a form which set out the medical care you wish to receive or not receive in case you are no longer able to speak for yourself or make decisions for yourself. It is also advisable that you fill in this form in consultation with your doctor, because your doctor knows your medical history. It is also particularly important when you have a progressive illness or life-limiting illness or terminal condition. You can give general and specific instructions in that document about the treatment, such as resuscitation, life support, or artificial feeding. So these are the things that you can decide whether you want to carry on or not.
Kailangang mayroon kayong kapasidad upang gumawa ng Advanced Care Directive. Ito ay nangangahulugan na kailangan mong maintindihan ang mga dokumento at ang maaari nitong kalabasan. Sinabi ni Binibining Pansamena na may ilang mahalagang bagay na dapat isaalang-alang.
We suggest the document must be specific, current, in writing, signed by you and witnessed. If witnessed by your doctor, he or she can testify as to your capacity, and also they can explain the treatment they provide to you. It is best to let the doctor and the hospital and your family and your guardian and the aged care facility know about your wishes that you make that document and that you have completed and signed the Advanced Care Directive. You should let them know where the original is kept and must provide a copy to them.
Kahit na walang provision para sa Advanced Care Directive, maaari din itong tanggapin at kilalanin. Ayon kay Nali Kapadsamena, gumagamit ang mga tao ng ganitong dokumento sa New South Wales Health System.
Even though the New South Wales, we don't have a legislation to enforce Advanced Care Directives, but there are court decisions which have decided that they are forcible. That's why it is important that you can authorize the guardian in the enduring guardianship appointment to ensure that your wishes in the Advanced Care Directives are carried out, so then it gets the legal enforcement through that. And also many healthcare professionals will follow an Advanced Care Directive once they are made aware of them.